Text A. Occupational Health and Safety, Automotive Industry. In terms of expertise and capability, the automobile landscape has evolved, and technologies such as 3D glasses, haptic sensors, and AR heads-up displays have entered the vocabulary of traditional suppliers. In the automotive industry, the factory floors are busy and bustling places of manufacturing robots and equipment. They contain moving machinery and thousands of workers, and both work in collaboration. It's a challenge to maintain this complex supply chain, and so, health and safety of employees top the agenda. Employees and workers in the automotive industry encounter a variety of hazards on a daily basis. The primary ones are 1. Manual handling. Worker actions of bending, reaching, stretching, pulling, lifting, working in cramped positions and repetitive motions. If a worker bends over an engine bay, he or she may hold a fixed posture for a long period of time. Using excessive force with hand tools can also cause injuries. 2. Being hit by or trapped between objects. During grinding, working under vehicles and cleaning parts, particles emitted may affect the eyes and other body parts. Doors, bonnets and other parts, tools and equipment may slip or move while performing work. 3. Slips, trips and falls. Slips may occur on oily floors when one works with slippery parts of vehicles. Also, there are chances of tripping over tools and equipment. 4. Exposure to noise, vibrations, fire and other hazardous conditions. Noise and vibrations can result in deafening of ears. Workers are also exposed to hazardous substances and chemicals, petrol, solvent, degreaser, paint, and other cleaning products. Industries, at a primary level, can carry out control measures to control hazards. 1. Employees are well trained in lifting activities and manual handling. 2. Usage of mechanical load-shifting devices, cranes, material hoists, hand trucks and forklifts can avoid awkward loads. 3. Workshops should encourage use of PPE and grinders, and similar machinery should have guarding of machinery guideline. 4. Rotation of workers through a variety of tasks ensure that workers do not perform repetitive tasks for a longer period. 5. Undertake risk assessments and pre-operational inspections. 6. Permit to work to ensure that work is done safely and efficiently. 7. Be sure that splash guards are in place and written risk assessments are conducted to identify hazardous substances and control the risks. 8. Develop, implement and maintain a service regime. 9. Lockout or tagout procedures are carried out diligently. 10. Care should be taken that the noise levels do not extend the national standard exposure beyond 85 dB. And audiometric tests are undertaken when required. 11. Fire evacuation drills are conducted annually or semi-annually. 12. There is a system that confirms that workers have means of communicating while they work alone and in an event of emergency. Safety should be taught from day one, even before employees have a chance to get to grips with the actual manufacturing process. It should be ingrained in the mind of every worker who works in the industry. That being said, safety is not a one-time experience, but an ongoing process that promises the health and well-being of an individual.